To be, married, or not to be. Lise de la Harpe, Senior Legal Advisor, Sanlam Corporate. Introduction. We see it every day, couples living together instead of getting married, commonly referred to as a domestic partnership. If this is what you choose, and preferably before throwing caution to the wind and buying homes, cars, etc. together without putting a formal agreement in place, just make sure you know exactly what rights and protections the law will and will not give you. The common misconception. Before going any further, let's just clarify exactly what we are discussing here. When referring to a domestic partnership, I am referring to couples, hetero or homosexual, who are not spouses to a religious marriage and who have not formalized their relationship in terms of any act, i.e., the Marriage Act of 1961, the Civil Union Act or 2006, or the Recognition of Customary Marriages Act, 1998. There is a common misconception that there is some kind of time period after which you will be legally treated as a spouse. There is no such thing as a common law marriage in South African law. Put differently, no matter how long you've dated, your relationship will never legally convert into any kind of marriage. What does this mean for you? If you choose not to get married, it is important that you bear the following in mind. There is no automatic right to share in assets when the relationship ends. There is no legal duty on partners to support each other during or after the relationship. There is no right to sue for damages if a supporting partner is killed. Although our courts have in very specific instances recognized that certain reciprocal duties flow from domestic partnerships, this is not a given. Also, the rights and protections established by family law are generally not available to unmarried couples. Having said that, there are some remedies available in private law. The principle of a universal partnership affords couples living together the right to share in the property acquired during the relationship, but only if the requirements for proving that a universal partnership did in fact exist are met. In the matter of Butters v. Mincora 2012, 4, SA 1, SCA. Ms. M. lived together with Mr. B. as husband and wife for nearly 20 years though they were never married. Mr. B. owned a business while Ms. M. maintained the home and raised the children of both parties. After the relationship ended, Ms. M. instituted action against Mr. B. claiming half of his assets on the basis that a tacit universal partnership existed between the parties in which they held equal shares. The remedy Mrs. M. sought to rely on in this matter is known as a universal partnership. Hence, she had to establish that she and the defendant were not only living together as husband and wife, but that they were partners. The Supreme Court of Appeal held that in order to rely on this remedy, the following requirements must be met. Both parties must contribute to the partnership, in the form of money, labor or skills. The partnership must be carried on for the joint benefit of both parties, and the objective of the partnership must be to make a profit. The SCA accordingly found that a universal partnership did exist between the parties and accordingly awarded her 30% of Mr. B's assets. Universal partnerships aside, certain legislation does afford some protection to domestic partnerships. The Medical Schemes Act, 1998 defines a dependent to include a partner. The Domestic Violence Act, 1998 includes protections for cohabiting partners. The law does not distinguish between married and unmarried parents regarding the obligation to maintain children. The Pension Funds Act, 1956 recognizes a permanent life partner as a dependent for purposes of allocating fund death benefits in terms of Section 37C. Following the Constitutional Court judgment in Buanya v. Master of the High Court, SA 250, CC, handed down on the 31st of December 2021, a partner in a permanent life partnership will be regarded as a spouse for purposes of the Intestate Succession Act, 1987, as well as the Maintenance of Surviving Spouses Act, 1990. The recognition and forms of protection afforded to domestic partnerships, however, remains piecemeal. Future development of our laws. In the matter of Volks N.O.V. Robinson, the Constitutional Court recognized that unmarried couples who live together face many obstacles due to their relationships not being recognized and urged Parliament to correct this reality through legislation and policy reform. Recognizing the plight of unmarried couples, Parliament published a draft domestic partnership bill in 2008 which distinguishes between two types of relationships, namely a. Registered domestic partnerships, being a relationship between two adults that has been registered as a domestic partnership under the bill. Partners who register their relationship will be given some of the benefits married couples have. And unregistered domestic partnerships, being a relationship between two adults who live as a couple and who are not related by family. However, 17 years later, it remains in draft bill form. Conclusion. If one looks at case law on this topic, you can clearly see there are two distinct schools of thought. Those in favor of legislative intervention to afford those in domestic partnerships more rights, versus those against the idea of the legislature interfering with people's choice not to be married. Makes one wonder, perhaps Beyoncé had a point when she said, you should have put a ring on it. Quote dot. Ends. Author at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam Plus posts bio at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disable dash link section 2b of the Wills Act, the effect of divorce on your will at Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disable dash linon dash payment of retirement fund contributions, the risk of being held personally liable. At Lies de la Harpe, Sanlam hash Malongui dash disable dash link Sanlam legal expert unpacks the expropriation bill at Lies de la Harpe. Sanlam hash Malongui dash disable dash link litigants take heed. The pitfalls of relying on artificial intelligence share on your socials.